VIP. Let's kick it.
This is the Ice King Jack Ledger, and you're listening to Below Zero Wrestling Radio.
This is Bobby Power Brennan, and you're listening to Below Zero Radio.
This is Maven Huffman, and you're listening to Below Zero Radio.
This is Showtime Rocky Allen, and you're listening to Below Zero Radio. What is up, BZW Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Below Zero Radio. I am your host, the voice of BZW Showtime, Rocky Allen, and joining me right here in the BZW studios in beautiful Horace, North Dakota, and it is beautiful. BZW co-owner and commissioner, Nick Stokey. Nick, how are you, man?
I can't complain. It's like 55 degrees, sunny. It's beautiful for March 14th.
Yeah, we have not lived up to our name.
No, we haven't. Someone said that earlier today.
We have not lived up to our name. Winter Slam at least was cold, but like the day setting up Winter Slam was hilariously nice.
Yeah. I mean, we're jinxing everything right now, but I mean, yeah, it's been pretty good.
I would say we're even almost out of the woods. I not completely, obviously, but we're getting close.
We're close.
Yeah, we're getting close. All right. Hitting the news real quick, Mentolo versus Uriah Upton has been announced as one of the first round matchups in King of the North. King of the North, of course, our April show. First time running Dickinson, correct?
Correct. Really, really excited.
Fun town. Took Mrs. Showtime and the kids out to the Dinosaur Museum and stuff out there last summer. Spent some Montana time. Spent some Dickinson time.
It's a nice area. I love it. It is. I love it if you want any type of landscape in North Dakota.
I was gonna say, if you're over the flatness, This is the spot for you out there in Dickinson. But no, King in the North is going to be a fun show. Getting to work with the King in the North, the powerlifting people, should be super fun. And just kind of, you know, wanting to expand our territory, expand our brand, and show, you know, really showcase our guys to new opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, this is the farthest west we've gone, obviously, in North Dakota. Yep. We did do the joint show with Flashback, I guess, in Glendive, Montana. But, you know, in terms of North Dakota, we made it to Bismarck, and now we're going, you know, hour and a half past there into Dickinson. Going to be a really fun event. It's a weekend-long powerlifting competition with the Pit Strength and Fitness gym there. And Saturday night, we're going to be doing a really fun show with that kind of capped off or highlighted by this King of the North tournament. And Mentolo versus Uriah Upton are going to be one of those first-round matches.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very excited for King in the North. And anytime our guys get a chance to, I mean, we have a lot of talent from the western part of the state. Like, we've talked about that before. And anytime that our guys get a chance to work relatively close to home, like, we know that home is Fargo. We know that. But anytime you get the opportunity for these guys from out west to work close to home, it's awesome.
It is.
10 entrants into the Wrestleversary Rumble. Is that a all-time high?
So I think, and I could be wrong here, if Zach was here, he'd know 100%. We may have done 10 last year. We did 8 the first year.
Okay.
It might have been 9 last year. It might have been 8, might have been 10.
So when are we going to do 30? me and you out there.
Wrestleversary 30?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
I mean, I would... I'd love to do bigger and better every single year. And, you know, the Wrestleversary Rumble, I mean, when people talk about, you know, it's so easy for an indie show to say, hey, we're going to have a battle royal.
Yeah.
Throw everyone in. We want them on the card? Battle royal.
Yeah.
This isn't what this is. This is the Wrestleversary Rumble. It's who's who of our talent.
Yeah, it's our blend. Honestly, if you're a fan of the big product or the big cheese, it's kind of, we had the Royal Rumble have a little bit of a baby with the Money in the Bank match.
100%.
That's what we did.
Winner gets a choice of their title.
Right.
Their title shot, not their title, but they get a choice of the title shot.
Yeah, that should be just
take
the title. You're not, yeah, no more for you.
They get to pick when and where and the stipulation.
Yeah, and that does make it quite an advantage. It makes it quite an advantage. As you just mentioned, title of their choice, when, where, stipulation. Recording this on a Thursday, popping up on a Friday morning for those of you. that like to enjoy our little show. And Mercedes Moné showing up on AEW last night, which for those of you listening to would be two nights ago. And I thought it was well done. You know, we've both kind of opined that she was more of a WWE gal to us. But I thought they did a nice job. And I thought that it was well done, right? I mean, it kind of, I would say it paid homage to her character, who she has been in the pro wrestling business, without directly ripping it off. Like showing up in the Mercedes, obviously a nice tribute to her, to her given name and her character. But then the CEO character, I thought the chant, it's an easy chant. It's a good chant. It's a good job. And, you know, I think the CEO can be different enough from the legit boss for however long this run is. I think it's a nice job of like towing the line, which honestly, I would say they've actually done a decent job with Adam Copeland too, letting him be Edge without being a direct ripoff of Edge. No?
I haven't been big on what they've been doing with Edge.
Fair enough.
But really I've said it, I've been very open about it since we, you know, that Mercedes was essentially going to AEW. I think she fits better in WWE.
Yeah.
I think her character and everything does as well. We're going to see here how she stacks up against a whole new group of women. She's got a little bit of history with Willow, which it looks like they're going to go to pretty quick. And maybe a tag team with Willow right away, because she did come out and save her, which is weird because Willow does have a tag partner in Chris Statlander, but we'll see what happens. But we're going to eventually get Willow versus Mercedes Moné. It's what's going to happen. But then after that, it'll be interesting to see where they go.
And does she, and I mean, this is absolutely no disrespect to her, but like, does she move the needle? That's what we're going to find out. You know what I mean?
Obviously she did last night.
Yes.
But we're in Boston.
Yep.
It's labeled as big business. It's a free pay-per-view essentially. You know, they were bigger than just a regular Dynamite. But 6 months from now, is she going to move a needle? Much like you said about Edge. Edge doesn't move a needle to me anymore. And is she going to do the same thing?
Right. And I mean, we're not being tough on Adam Copeland. Like it's just whatever. I mean, look at the numbers. And you want to say like, well, don't look at ratings anymore. They don't mean as much. Whatever number you want to look at, I would be hard pressed, I would guess, for you to show me that AEW has made significantly more money or been put in front of significantly more eyes since adding Adam Copeland. I think they did their biggest, but this is a time to shoot the shot because I think they did their biggest darn thing they could ever do with that Sting send off. They did it perfectly.
Yep.
They put eyes on their product and they backed it up with this. So good on them.
I'm a big critic of AEW and people will have called me a WWE homer and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I don't care because I do want AEW to be successful. I've just been very critical because I think they've made some awful mistakes. And where they went with Sting, where we are now with Mercedes, keep going. Like,
yes.
Just keep going because you're maybe as hot or in front of as many eyes as you ever have been.
Yeah.
Yep. And maybe not ratings or anything, but you in people searching you on the internet, people watching on YouTube of Sting's send-off, that kind of thing. You're in front of more people right now. So keep it up.
Yes. Okay. She said verbatim, because I actually looked at the quote, that she has unfinished business and will eventually end up back in WWE.
100%. She's a business person.
Which is funny, but like to just say that is funny to me. That's crazy to me to just say like this place that I just signed with, it ain't going to be forever.
No, and then for last night to say, I'm home.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're home in Boston, and this is, and she said something like, this is where I'm meant to be or where I need to be. It's like, but a week ago, you said you're going back to WWE, so.
Right. You just said that your story does, like, you basically admitted that this place that you've now started working is not going to be your last run, which, whatever, I don't care, but I just thought it was interesting that she's like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to, like, this is not going to be it for me, where there have been WWE folks that have gone to AEW, and whether they really mean it or not, they have said, like, yeah, I'm good here. I'm good
Brian Danielson.
Here. Yeah.
I still don't think he's going back.
Maybe.
I think he feels more comfortable.
Sure.
Chris Jericho, I think, goes back. Copeland, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I think Copeland's done. prop. I don't know. Anyway,
I think he might should be done.
Well, plus he got hurt and got put in the hall.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame thing for Edge is done.
Yeah, and you know, we're going off on a tangent here.
That's
but
fine.
I haven't necessarily liked what he's been doing. Yeah. I think that the whole Christian thing can be done with anyone else, and it's the same exact thing.
Sure.
Like, I don't think Edge has added anything to it, yeah, other than it's Edge and Christian.
Christian's on a heater.
He's
he's good,
did you
man.
See someone the other day said that AEW is missing the boat if they don't do a Father's Day show?
He's been something else, man. And good for him, honestly.
He's doing some of the best work of his career right
yeah.
now.
Good for him. The rest of that show, Wardlow versus Joe, was sweet. That was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. I saw bits and pieces just a little bit, but like you said, it was good.
Yeah, it ended basically Wardlow has that high knee where he kind of launches the guy off the turnbuckle into his with a knee to his face.
Yep.
And Joe kicked out of that, and the announce crew did a good job, right or wrong, and I would assume it's right, of saying, hey, no one has kicked out of that. Joe kicks out, eventually ends up choking out Wardlow, and then Swerve, like, beats up a bunch of security guys. Joe kind of sneaks out of the way. Although, the one thing I say is, like, Swerve's character has been one that has done a lot of outsmarting people, and that was not smart. That was more brute force than like
yeah.
cunning, and that has been more of what Swerve has been doing, is outsmarting. And this was just like, I'm really mad. I have a chain wrapped around my hand, and I'm going to beat everyone up.
And maybe that's the route that's you fine. Need to play for a little bit. Like, hey, yeah. now it's on emotion. Now sure. it's not so much it's emotion more than anything. And I like Swerve. I think that they need to capitalize on it. I think he needs to be the one that beats Samoa Joe. And I think you need to run with him because it's someone different. It's not someone that has ever done it in WWE or TNA or AEW. It's someone new. That's a new thing. And I think that other fans are going to gravitate towards him, again, if done right. And this is the time to do it. You have the most eyes on the product, like we said. Put it on Swerve.
Yes.
So I also enjoy when they do stuff like that and they bring in like security guards.
Yeah.
Just for the fact to be like, who do I know?
Like, yeah.
Do I know any of them? Where are they at tonight?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, Ospreay versus Danielson is going to be super fun.
Yeah, in terms of a wrestling match, it's going to be great.
And they do this more than WWE does, which is fine. But, I mean, where they just go like, hey, this is going to be sweet, right? Like, no yep. story. No yep. no story, but, hey, guys, this is going to be cool, right? Yeah, you know,
we're two of the best. We're going to wrestle.
And that's fine. Do. 100%.
And then you'll get Ospreay versus Strickland, I'm assuming.
Sure.
If Swerve goes over.
And again, Darby versus Switchblade was awesome. And that's another.
Darby almost died again.
Yeah. It's another Darby, like, but it's very, it's almost the same thing as Ospreay versus Danielson, where it was, to my knowledge, Switchblade would have no reason to have beef with Darby.
It was very thrown together.
Yeah.
It might have been the week before.
Just like, hey, this is going to be a great wrestling match. You guys, you should watch it.
Is that Darby's last match now before he goes and climbs Everest?
Maybe.
I mean, it's soon.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't realize that he hasn't really done a lot of this before. He's just going to go climb Mount Everest.
Without the, like, training and stuff yeah, or like the
he
experience?
Hasn't, like, he's yeah. done some other stuff, but he hasn't done any, like, the other major peaks.
Sure.
And so he hired the people.
Yeah.
Because you know, it costs, like, $100,000 to climb Everest. And he's going to go do it. And he's even said, like, I might not be back. Like, stop. Like, Derby.
Good for him. Good for him. Who do you pay? What do you mean, 100 grand? Explain that to me.
So
why can't I just go to the bottom of the mountain, start climbing, and die?
I mean, I think you technically could. but there's, like, guides.
Okay.
And villages and gear. And, I mean, it's a huge ordeal. Like, there's people that have to bring you up there, like people that live on the mountain. Like, they're your guides.
Okay.
And when you go up there, like, me or you, obviously me or you aren't going to do it, but we'd have all this gear. We'd have, like, little oxygen masks, stuff like that to help us breathe and everything. And there's these natives that are just walking up there, like, with a t-shirt and shorts. And they're like, yeah, we're on top of Mount Everest. We've done this before.
Sure. Okay. That just, to me, that sort of maybe reduces the odds of dying. But who am I to argue?
A lot of people have died.
Fair enough.
I mean, you walk past people that have died. Like the bodies, people that die on Mount Everest don't come down.
Oh,
they stay there.
Sure.
Because it costs too much money to get their body off of
there. To go get them.
Yeah, because you can't fly a helicopter.
Okay.
It's too high. It's eerie.
Interesting.
It's weird. I know a lot about Mount Everest, but,
yeah.
But I do. I know a lot about it.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I do know a lot about it.
Okay. All right. Going on, I wouldn't say the Wayback Machine, but going back, I thought the Cody interview on Raw was really good. You know, when they're pushing the story along without Rock and Roman there.
Yep.
They think they do a good job. I thought the bit about his mom was good. And, you know, I think they're doing a good job of keeping everybody on their toes, because you listen to some of the wrestling podcasts of late and it's like, oh, he's losing again. You know, I mean, that's and now it's like, oh, he's not losing. And that's the point, right?
They're suspending the belief that he actually might lose again.
Right.
And then you don't want it to, they're doing a great job of not making it too obvious.
Right.
Because to me, it's still obvious that he's going to win. But there is that part of you that are going, he actually might not.
What if they
like, what if they don't?
What if they don't?
And it's not until Mania 41 that he wins it. You know, or something weird like that.
And but are we really going to go another calendar year with Roman having that title and doing a bunch of he ain't going to lose title defenses?
Well, he'll only defend it like twice if that's the case.
Okay.
But I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so. Cody's winning. He's winning.
Hope so. Jay calls out Jimmy. So that's, we're locked in there.
Really excited for that one. It's something that's been in the making forever. And I think so those two. Go ahead.
What do we have officially? Rock, Roman, Seth, Cody.
Yep.
Roman, Cody.
Yep. Seth, Drew.
Seth, Drew, Becky, Rhea.
Rhea.
And then Jay, Jimmy.
Yep. And Bailey.
And Bailey, Io Sky.
Yep.
Okay.
And
Logan Paul something.
Yep.
And Gunther something. Gunther Sammy. Yeah.
Which I think will change to Ad Gable.
Yeah, and that was my last Raw point, is people are doing the we want Gable.
Which fine. He's as hot as anyone.
Fine.
Yep.
But, so that, you always wonder, intentional or not, they've shown. I mean, Gable's shoulders weren't down.
They weren't even close. I mean, he was rolled up on his neck, essentially.
Right.
I think maybe they've showed that after the reaction, because, like,
right.
Sammy's getting that reaction where, yeah, we like you, but we don't want you in this spot right now. The fans are saying we want Gable, like we want Cody.
Because to me the unfortunate part about that was Gable not selling it after the match and being super respectful. That's a logic hole that if somebody wants to be a jerk exists. Okay, if your shoulders weren't down, why weren't you
Protesting. Yeah.
You know, why did you just get up and shake Sammy's hand?
Yeah, I don't think that was ever the case. I think it's maybe just something that they can...
little retcon.
They can now use.
yeah, a little retcon. Yeah.
It makes sense if they add them to the match, because you can now use that for the match.
Right. Okay, SmackDown preview. Bayley, Dakota Kai.
Yep.
That should be fun and interesting. One thing, I mean, that's one of the disappointing aspects of Mercedes showing up on WWE, or excuse me, on AEW, is like, well, now it's 4-on-1.
Yeah.
And
so, did you see Bayley was at AEW?
Huh.
So she was there.
Okay.
And I guess Naomi was there.
Okay.
And, but Bayley was like clear vantage point. Like someone got a picture of her. And so now everyone's going, Bayley's going to get fired. She's going to get thrown in the freaking doghouse, blah, 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 blah. Like, she's in the nosebleeds.
Sure.
She walked in with a ski mask on. Like, you know,
yeah,
like she's not there to do anything other than support one of her best friends.
Yeah.
And so it just made me think of that. Like, people are like, no, this after Mania, you're not going to see Bayley ever again.
That's funny.
Like, stop.
Because I think she was at a TNA show too, or Sasha. I think
they both were.
Yeah.
They went to TNA, but WWE has a good relationship with TNA.
Right.
And they were at a New Japan show as well.
Yeah.
And they have a good relationship. I mean, they don't have an AEW style relationship with and
right,
in Japan,
right.
You know, New Japan.
Anyway, we're getting into the weeds.
I know.
Ray coming back to SmackDown should be fun. And Rock said publicly that he'll be in Memphis. And I don't know what to think about that.
Getting a Rock concert.
Yes.
He's already said it.
About Jabroni Drive and other things of that nature.
Yeah. I mean, The Rock is just doing whatever he wants right now.
It's all right.
Like, he's done... He might have done one heel Rock concert, but most of them have been face. His best one against Vicky Guerrero.
Sure.
But his last entrance was... I mean, electrifying is the easiest way to put it. Last SmackDown. And I think it's even going to get it's crazy. I'm loving what The Rock is doing right now.
Absolutely.
I'm loving it. And I'm loving what everyone in that storyline is doing. I think there's a lot of really, really good creative on all of their parts. And obviously, who's ever the writer and who's ever working together. Like, this is just, it's perfect.
No, it's been good. And we'll get, I would assume, some sort of reaction to the slap. You know, they didn't dance around it.
No.
At all during the, I don't know if it's true that The Rock's my boss, but boy, it felt good to slap my boss. And I don't know if is maybe, and maybe it's good for it to breathe. Like, I don't know that Seth and Cody are supposed to be at SmackDown.
I don't know.
Might finally be a chance to let them breathe.
Yeah.
Like, because we've had a lot of Seth and Cody and Roman and
all of them.
Right.
Yep.
And so I wonder if it's maybe a SmackDown to just let the bloodline do bloodline things without a run-in or a scheduled whatever.
Are we getting the bloodline or are we just getting The Rock? Like, has Roman...
I don't know.
Because one thing I hate about Roman is like they have to confirm that he's there, which I guess is as a heel champion, like that's the thing to do.
But we aren't that many Fridays from Mania.
No, we're not.
But you know? We aren't that many Fridays for Mania. It's time to roll.
Three? Yeah, because in 3 weeks I get to drive to Lima, Ohio. Don't give me that.
Yeah.
Mania.
That was the sound of my eyes rolling into the back of my head. Okay. Yeah, we'll get our reaction to the slap. Very excited about that. And really just jazzed for what we're getting on the road to WrestleMania. I mean, it's been good. It's been good creative. I'm invested in a lot of it. Like, I'm invested to see, again, Bayley is kind of an against all odds situation after a pretty long and good run as a heel. That was a quick turn and a good one, I think.
Yep. We're getting Hugger. Getting Bayley Hugger back. Maybe not quite the whole thing.
I'm jazzed about that. Jazzed about Jimmy and Jay. I'm excited for, all aspects of the main storyline. And, even Becky Rhea, I think, has a chance to be something pretty cool. I think it's going to be a good one, man.
Do you think Paul has taken some notes on Jack Bobby for Jimmy?
There you go. Love that. That'd be awesome. All right, folks, a little bit of a shorter episode this week. That's all right.
That's fine.
We'll ramp up.
We got a lot to talk about in the next couple weeks.
Absolutely, we do. We'll get closer to Mania, closer to King in the North. Hopefully be able to make some really exciting BZW announcements very, very soon.
There's so many that are just right there.
Yep. Have an awesome weekend, everybody.